Part 1. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we got special guest Rick from A Kangaroo Court in the house.
What is this, episode 79?
Episode 79, Scott, part one.
Part one, and Rick is not with Dr. George. He so is. His prognosis must be good.
Wow.
Whoa.
What say you, Rick?
Yeah, I've been released from his care.
Thankfully. He's going to make it.
It's called a restraining order.
How you feeling, though, man? You feel good? You've been running? You've been lifting weights?
Nope.
Eating Chuck.
He's even drinking tonight. What are you drinking there?
Kentucky bourbon.
Stupid ass. It's redundant. You just had to say bourbon.
I did not know that.
John, what are you drinking?
I'm having root beer.
Root beer?
Diet root beer.
I got the Glenlivet. John, why are you drinking diet root beer?
I'm never drinking alcohol again, man.
Really? Why? What happened?
Well, Special Ed and his lovely wife had a big blowout last night. Not real big. It was like 9 people.
Mm-hmm.
But we went through, I don't know, 3 or 4 bottles of vodka.
Grey Goose?
Grey Goose and some different flavors of Absolut and
straight up or mixed?
No, they were making all these fucked up martinis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Karen's got this big giant shaker. Special Ed's wife has this huge shaker. The thing holds like a quart.
Shaken, not stirred, John.
Right. And she fills 3/4 of it with vodka. And then the rest is whatever else is in there. Like, for instance, the one thing was, they poured in the 3/4 of vodka.
And are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be all right. All right. I've had a really rough day, man. 3/4 of vodka, and then what's that orange flavored liqueur?
Rick, you know, orange flavor?
Chantreau?
Yeah, that's it. Or Contour or Chantreau or whatever. Yeah. Some of that, and then I think the vodka is like raspberry flavored, and then they squeeze some limes into it, and it's supposed to be a raspberry martini, and then they throw some frozen raspberries in there. So I knocked back a couple of those, and I'm pretty hammered, and then I go outside, and what they were doing was like a version of Sal and Carvo, but live. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Rick, do you know what that means?
I don't understand the live part.
You ever been to set? Oh, well, right. I mean, not, yeah.
I mean, amateur.
Light. Amateur light, yeah. So I go outside, and they got, like, a bunch of these skewers, and they got, like, a big giant beef loin and butt steaks and shrimp and filet mignon wrapped in bacon and chicken wrapped in bacon and all these all skewered up. And they have, you know, those fire pits, the round ones with the grating around them? They have them poked through the grating so they're right on top of the wood fire. They're cooking them with wood instead of the gas grill.
Like the homeless.
Yeah.
So they have a different setup for each piece of meat?
Yeah. So each piece of meat is being cooked separately, and then they get it over to the grill, you know, shine the flashlight on it. They had this big piece of sirloin, and they cut it right down the middle, and it looked like spreading some chick's legs, because it's so pink on the inside. I unzipped my pants.
And that's...
it's all pink on the
that's
inside.
That's when the first martini went down in a gulp.
Ugh.
So that sounds like a lot of stuff going on for nine people.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of no-shows or?
No, I think just one wife or something didn't show up because she was hurting from the night before. So we were drinking and drinking, and then we played these goofy games with right, left, center. You ever hear of that?
No.
I'm sure Rick's played that crap.
You play that?
That's no.
No, we don't know what you're talking about.
I've done the key thing, but I never heard that one.
You do it with lottery tickets. You get all these. You do it with money too, but or lottery tickets, and you bring 20 each, and you put three in front of you, and then you got three dice or die.
Sounds complicated.
Well, you roll them, and you got to
tell me more about Ed's wife's big shaker.
But anyway, so we played that, and then they played this really nuts-ass game where there's a gift, and it's wrapped with like it's wrapped like 300 times, and they got a bag full of clothes. You got to put a scarf on, glasses, a hat, and these Santa Claus mittens, and you roll the dice, and if you get a certain number, then you get a chance to open the present, but you got to put these goofy clothes on first, and it's impossible to get the wrapping paper off with these mittens on.
Somehow,
and we keep drinking.
Sal and Carvo seems a lot less exhausting.
Did anybody videotape any of this?
No. And had I known it was going to be like that, I would have brought a video camera because it was fucking funnier than shit. And you're just drinking, and they keep pouring them, and we drank wine and that. And I don't remember, I got to drive only two blocks, right?
Idiot. Wait a minute, you drove over?
Yeah, we had to drive.
I was going
to
say, the greatest part about this thing, about having a party on your own block is not having to drive. I don't remember driving home last night.
Well, we brought stuff. Yeah, we brought stuff, so it had to stay warm. And we don't have the warm shit to...
What did you bring?
What about body heat?
I'm not going to hold some...
What did you bring?
Mexican fudge, it's called.
it sounds exotic.
I've had to hold that once for about a day and a half. Jeez.
We don't want to talk about
it.
When
I got back from Cancun, I had Mexican fudge for about a week.
Hold it on the plane.
Anus.
But anyway, so I don't know why we drove. Probably so we could get home faster to throw up.
Was there a lot of throwing up going on?
The wife, she threw up a couple of times.
At Special Ed's or when you got back home?
Yeah, I had to leave her there.
You left your wife at Special Ed's?
Yeah.
Because you didn't want her throwing up in your car?
And we have a babysitter here with everybody's kids. Our kids, Special Ed's kids, another friend of theirs, their infant. She's here with all these kids. She made $140.
Nice. She should have made more because I stopped by to drop off a drill that you kindly loaned me. And it was chaotic when I came to the.
Why did you just bring it tonight?
I don't know.
You just wanted to get out of the house, did you?
Yeah. So I dropped
it off. I got to go.
I dropped off Clerks 2, which we'll be reviewing shortly. And the babysitter came to the door with a baby in her arm. Screaming. Shannon opened the door for her. Shannon and Nathan seemed unfazed by the whole thing, but the babysitter seemed a little frazzled.
Probably because the doorbell rang and she wasn't expecting anybody.
Right, and I was at the door.
This big guy with a drill in his hand.
We know
and look at his face, too. He doesn't shave.
This is one of Daddy's friends.
She just sees the silhouette of a guy with a drill in his hand at the front door.
It was.
So you left your wife
Did
there.
Did you check the children?
You drive home.
Yeah.
Do you throw up?
No. I was real close, though. I wanted to. But I held it back.
I've never wanted to.
Really?
Never wanted to.
Oh,
I know I've needed
to.
I've needed to.
You've never wanted to?
I've felt the need that I have to do this. I don't want to, but you know what I mean? I have to do
this. Oh, no, I want to do it.
No.
And we talked about this before. The only time I've ever really thrown up was when I'm drunk, and I want to.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. One time when I wasn't
look forward to it. Yeah, what kind of a retard are you, man?
If I mean, yeah, if I drank, if I had way too much to drink and I know about it, like at my 40th birthday party, I wanted to throw up. Now, we talked about this before. I was sober for the first time.
That was the funniest goddamn thing. Rick was there, too.
He was. But I was sober for the first time within the last year, and I threw up when I was sober.
Oh.
And it was the worst experience I've ever had. If you're sober, it's just horrible, John.
It's horrible.
You remember the wedding singer, that table? And sideburns is never going to get married. This guy's never, and everybody over at table 12, that was us at that party. We got sequestered over on the outskirts.
Right.
Would you guys show up late?
No.
No, we had the one right by the door.
Yeah.
Well,
let's separate the riffraff from Scott.
That's all the wife. I didn't know anything about it. It was a surprise to me.
That's right. A surprise.
If I had any planning whatsoever, you would have been front and center.
Nice, yeah.
Wasn't Tony Paul there?
Yeah.
At our table?
Tony Bonk.
Gay was there with her friend.
Yeah.
More than a friend, oh, okay. Rick.
I knew that.
Oh, tell us about that, Scott.
That's her partner.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't like that term.
All right.
I thought you were talking about yourself.
When do you
more than a friend? She is to me.
No. Her whatever. So when do you pick your wife up? The next morning, or does she walk? Do you make her walk home?
Well, no, I didn't make her walk home. She just disappeared. She got up from the table.
The snow drift outside.
And Karen was talking about something about grabbing her tit or something, and I don't know. And Beth got up and left, and so did, they were clearing the table off. And she never came back. And I said, you know, a couple people got up. Yeah, we got to wrap this up. Okay, let's go. And I get my coat on, and I look at the wife. She's in the other room laying on the love seat, ash white. And they have white furniture, so she got all you can see.
Blends right in.
Yeah, you could see her eyebrows and her closed eyes and her hair. And that's it. And then she was like translucent. And I said, come on, let's go. No, you better leave her. Okay, fine.
Like, she probably could have benefited from the fresh air. You could have like just made her walk down the middle of the street and, you know, followed her and made sure she was okay.
Well,
yeah, followed her in the car when he's got a blood alcohol level of like 4.8.
17, yeah.
Someone's got to light the way.
Oh, was that the gas pedal or the brake? Phil would have covered that news story.
Oh, yeah. But
What's this?
He's saying I hit her with the car.
But who would have covered it?
Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Our newsman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rick doesn't even listen to the show.
I know.
Well, I know. I thought you meant a different Phil, the one who's deceased now.
Yeah. Who's dead to me. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. So I get to the house, and they gather up the kids and everything, and I pay off the babysitter, and she splits. And I grab myself a bowl of ice cream. I don't know why.
What kind?
Just vanilla, whatever.
Because you're weak.
Plain vanilla?
I had to have some ice cream. For some reason, if I'm feeling really crappy after drinking a lot, a bowl of ice cream makes me feel better.
What about weed? No weed?
No weed. That would, I'd be throwing up instantly.
Well, there you go.
So I didn't really want to.
Didn't he just say he wanted to throw up?
But people take weed medicinally to not to throw up. To alleviate nausea.
To curb, the nausea for other reasons, not from drinking, though. So, yeah, I'm sitting there eating my ice cream, and my daughter's sleeping on the floor, and I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. So the doorbell rings. It's like 2 in the morning. Doorbell rings, the dog starts barking. Who's playing a guitar in there?
Who do you think?
Jesus.
Why don't you turn his volume up a little bit? No. He could be the backing track.
What?
Turn it down a little bit.
So anyway, the doorbell rings at 2 in the morning, and here it's Karen dropping my wife off. She just got done vomiting in their bathroom.
Karen or your wife?
No, my wife.
Did she hit the toilet at least?
I don't know.
She said she spray?
She called them this morning and wanted to know if she needed to go over there and clean up the bathroom.
And check out the new stucco in the bathroom.
And then she hurled again this morning.
Oh.
She's like, oh, and it was like at noon. I'll be right back. I'm going to be sick. And I turned the TV down just so I could listen.
You should have recorded it.
I couldn't do it quick enough.
Put a mic in the toilet.
Oh, Jesus. I just heard the cough, though.
I just had to run out to the car, and I talked to her. She seemed fine.
Oh, no, she's dying, man.
She's putting on a happy face?
What the hell's that noise now? What is he doing
That's
now?
That's Rick. So when I came over, you're like, oh, dude, man, I'm hurting. I'm so hurting bad.
I was.
I didn't get that from your wife. She was like, oh, hi, how are you doing?
It's all an act.
An act, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, I'm a little under the weather, so to speak. It was a wild party, man. There was a lot of meat.
a lot of meat. At the meat.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of meat jokes. You know, I've never had so much meat in my
mouth.
Give us
a meat joke.
Just, you know, oh, I've never had so much meat in my mouth at one time. Ooh, he's so funny.
Did Ed tell any meat jokes, Special Ed? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I was on the end of the table with his wife and my wife. So my wife's on my right and his wife's on my left. And Ed was at the head at the other end. So he was,
How's Special Ed doing today? Is he okay?
I guess he's fine. I heard he cleaned up till 3 in the morning, and then the wife was going to take the kids to see a movie, and then he was going to take a nap, but the wife made him go with.
Oh, so he slept at the theater?
I guess. I didn't have to go with. My wife took the kids, too. I didn't have to go with, but I painted the bathroom, fixed the ceiling.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So no nap for me.
Wow.
I was thinking, oh, I could take a nap before Scott gets here. If I had laid down a nap, you could have got me up. No, yeah.
Yeah. Rick and I would have been holding each other's cocks right now.
Aren't you?
No.
That's pretty good, man.
So, Rick, you thinking about the song we're going to go, going to open up part two with?
Yeah.
You already got it?
No, I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about it? He's still thinking about it.
I got the first word.
Because, John, we are a band, and we are a full band this evening because Rick has joined us.
Yeah.
This is your third appearance, Rick? Fourth.
Third, yeah.
You were here with TP. You were here twice with Dr. George. And this is the first time by yourself.
First solo.
Solo. Okay.
I went out last night, tried to get us a couple gigs at a couple of places.
And how'd it go?
Downtown, not good, not bad. You know, I couldn't hook up with the appropriate management.
On a Saturday night?
On a Saturday night.
What, do they take Saturday nights off?
They're usually pretty busy, too, if they are. Hmm. But I'm going back this week.
Nice.
And we're going to the Beacon tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Foregoing practice, and we're going to the Beacon because the Bears are playing Monday Night Football.
The Bears.
You see, the Reckless Bears. Rex.
Who are they playing? This will be the first Bears game I've seen. Who are they playing?
No, it's not. We sat here and watched it while we were podcasting.
Which one did we watch? Oh, when they came back from the Giants?
No, probably Arizona. Was it Arizona?
Arizona.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah.
We're playing St. Louis tomorrow.
Nice.
Did John tell you about our studio yesterday? We had we did a studio gig yesterday.
He did call me and he said it was a big waste of goddamn time. But he didn't have too much time to tell me all the details.
It was pretty funny, Rick rushing through his solo. We got time for one more. Go ahead.
Well, hold
on. The last time I was going to, you know, I was just going to tell him, screw it, you know, we're not getting paid for this, I'm done.
Yeah.
Hold on,
you're going to rush us through this thing.
our new listeners, we were invited into a studio by a student who's taking a class at Harper in recording stuff, right? So she needed a band to finish her project. So she contacted John. We all went into the studio how many weeks ago? Four?
Yeah.
4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And laid down the tracks. And then yesterday you guys went in to do some overdubs.
Some sweetening.
Some sweetening. Yeah.
And it got, I didn't get there early enough. Rick got there noon, right? Or earlier?
No, about 12:05. I got there a little bit late, and I was met in the parking lot by...
John.
Yeah, the guy who runs the studio thing there, and telling me that it's...
I'm sorry,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. We're going to have to... We may have to do this some other time, you know. And I said, yeah, that's whatever day you want to do it. That's, well, let's do it now. So we went in there and... Just,
Hurry up, Rick.
Yeah, I was looking to do some vocals with you, John, on Resolution, you know, that background stuff. And
yeah, I was ready to have stuff for the show to play. Yeah.
So he got you in there, and he said, rush, 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 because I
got to
go.
Yeah, I got to do a 15-second guitar part about four times over, and then that was it. Pack up and go.
Because he had to leave.
He had something to do. What was it, John? Some children's thing?
Yeah, recording. A live performance.
So did you guys get invited back or no?
No.
Next Saturday.
We're not needed anymore, he said. Oh. It's just going to be the class, and they said they'll make us sound pretty.
But he's going to get me all the files.
He agreed in...
Yeah.
He said the raw tracks.
He said the words.
Yes.
Okay.
I said, well, then give me the files then. He goes, oh, do you have a multi-track? I said, yeah. What do you use? I said, Adobe Audition. Oh, yeah, we could do that. So we could change whatever you want.
Then we'll be hearing that on this show at some time?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we could change whatever needs to be changed. Vocals, guitar parts.
Yeah, nothing needs to be changed. I'm just a little bit worried about the mix, that's all.
Yeah.
You know how he is.
We could change the mix, too. We could do whatever you want, man.
We'll sound like the Osmonds if we're not careful.
Right.
What's the matter with that? They sold billions of albums.
Is that what you want?
Why not?
Is that what you want?
I want to retire, yes.
I don't see it. What do I, you know, what kind of stock can I take in a guy who wants to throw up, too?
I want to throw up,
and I want to be in an Osmond band.
Yeah.
I want to throw up, and I want to retire.
I want to retire.
I just want to walk around in my black socks and throw up
whenever
I want to.
Scotty Osmond.
Scott Osmond. Big giant horse teeth. And pray to God.
And a Mormon.
Yeah, you got to be a Mormon. Pray to the Lord Jesus.
Mormon, they get to like nail different wives, don't they?
Some do. No.
Mormons? Well, not other people's wives.
Right.
Well, my wives.
That's Catholic.
Like multiple wives.
That one's reserved for us Catholics.
Right. Right.
It's a sin to have more than one wife, but... I guess it's... Is it a sin to go out and have other people's wives? If you're in a band, no, right?
If you're in a band, yeah, there's that one clause in the Ten Commandments.
That's in every commandment. Unless you're in a band. Thou shalt not steal. Unless you're in a band. And you need that guitar.
Unless you're in a band. Yeah, should we read some comments? I don't know where we left off. We got an email, too.
I got a couple of emails.
You do?
Which email are you talking about?
From BK Broiler?
Yeah.
From Burger King?
Yeah. The BK Broiler.
From the Burger King?
And we got one from Stefan.
Did we?
Talking about Tet and why Tet anus.
Tet anus?
Is so appealing.
Why it's so appealing.
Yes, he breaks it down. Now, he has an education, so he applied the scientific
process. Did you say
he has
an education or he is an education?
I said he has.
Oh. All right, Scott. Well, cue the music for emails.
Oh, I thought you were going to do comments.
Well, come on, man.
What?
I thought you said you were going to start off. Given the setup for the email.
No, you said you had some comments.
I do.
And I said, well, I got some emails. And you said, well, I have this one. And I said, oh, okay,
all
I got
right,
this
fine.
Other one. Additional one.
Here we go. more fun than splooging into a dirty gym sock. It's just too bad you fuckers sold out to that cow cunt Adam Curry. Oh, wait, that's Punky. I guess you septics are still okay for a pair of ass burglars. Keep it up, and don't let Scott forget to shower. I could smell his balls. I could smell his balls through my internet.
Well, that is a comment of the highest praise. Yeah.
From the Brooklyn Broiler. Brooklyn Jeff. Voting. Hey, you two, always voting for the best netcast around. Have a great Christmas and look forward to more TTN in 2007. Hey, stop fucking around, damn it. Sorry, my pet was trying to type a quick howdy. Howdy to ya, LOL. Laugh out loud, that is, Scott, for if you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. Thanks, John.
Damn, pets can't keep getting out of her restraints. From Bondage Kitty. Love you in a fodder kind of way, too, submitted by Shorts. Jingle Balls, as the season of goodwill approaches, I wonder if Santa will visit the TTN studios. And will he bring that pimpy little elf with him? I wonder. All together now. Tet! Seasonal cheers from Stephen C. Sorry I'm late. Punky's failing to come early this month. Makes a change. Keep up the great work, Pauly BS. BX. P.S. This comment is brought to you by Malton's Potato Chips.
All right, it's starting to fall apart already.
Of Bringlington. Malton's.
And you're only drinking root beer.
Yeah, I'm just drinking root beer.
Wow.
Did I say this one already? It's like there's a party in my pants.
Yes.
Did I read that one?
You did.
Okay. Where am I? Oh, it says, what up, TTN? Get this. Yesterday, 8th December, I was out taking photographs in an amusement park on a pier in Walton on the Naze SXUK. The place was fucking dead. I mean, it's out of season. Rides are all closed down. There's no one around except a few service engineers, and it's basically quiet. So I'm shooting away with my camera, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere and really loud, comes Phil McCracken Whitcomb's news theme tune. So I'm looking around all excited, thinking he's doing an outside broadcast. But no, it turns out to be some rubbish arcade machine they're testing. God, I can't read, man. Jesus Christ. The disappointment, man. You better look into it, though. Surely there's a copyright issue. Yeah, it's going to be us. It's going to be arrested.
No.
That was submitted by Paul GB, or otherwise known as Paul the Punk. Fat Boy says, why don't you get God and Bob to read the comments, as you two septics seem to have developed dyslexia.
I mean, you too. I've always had dyslexia. I haven't developed it. John is developing it as the podcast goes on. The
and
webcast.
As Spenny said, get your fat asses over here and gig.
Right.
It was Fat Boy. He's from the UK as well. That's all I got.
What about the Brooklyn Broiler email?
Oh, I thought you were going to read that.
You want me to read that?
Yeah.
Hey, John and Scott, you two piles of foamy feminine discharge said you wanted my Skype.
That'd be too much for me to say.
Well, it's Brooklyn Broiler. Feel free to share it. And I think we just did that. You could have found that by searching Google. So he's calling us lazy cocksuckers. But what the hell? I'm always happy to help out a couple of aging cock nuggets like yourselves. Seriously, though, I'd love to get on your show sometime if you have me. I've got a few questions for the three of you. Like, how many White Castle burgers does Phil have to shove up his ass every week to change into his news voice? And how did John ever manage to find someone to fuck him, let alone marry him?
Oh my
and why God. Did Scott look so much like a bad man that touched me in my no-no place when I was six? Anyway, looking forward to hearing from you. BK Jeff.
He needs a pastor or something.
Now, he talks about giving his Skype name, but I don't see it here.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's Brooklyn
Broiler, you
right,
knucklehead.
Right. We'll see if he's online. We can get him to play Shit or Shinola. It's not online?
It's not.
Then we get this other email from Stephancy.
Stephancy?
Stephancy. Hey, John and Scott, first of all, you may want to a good toke on the bong to help you follow this email. Now, this is an educated man. He has multiple master's degrees, and he broke this down for us. I've been trying to work out why tet-anus has become such a popular catchphrase for the show.
Tet-anus.
So I started doing some digging around and found out the following. If you break down the word tet-anus, you get the te-ta-n-s. Now, if you look at those words up, you get the following. Te can refer to throwing airs. Ta can refer to a basic unit of social intercourse as a transaction. Nu can refer to the watery void out of which reality sprang. So bear with me. Your show is called Total Talk Nonsense, where we'll talk nonsense, talk nonsense, or throw around airs, te, through hanging out together on a Sunday night, social interaction, ta, and through the power of Miller Lite, Lindemann's Bin 50, and the Glenlivet, you try get to some sort of truth. The watery void out of which reality sprang, new.
Nice.
What about the S? Well, you have made lots of shows, which makes it plural. Tet-anus.
Tet-anus.
There you go. Cheers.
Tet-anus.
Stephan C.
What the fuck is tet-anus?
Tet-anus. That is a...
That's a...
Analysis.
Profound.
Analysis. From Stephan C. And it's an educated perspective there, John.
Oh, God.
That's excellent.
All right, that's it with emails. Did we get any phone messages?
We did. You remember the nobodies called us.
Yeah, they called us and you didn't pick it up in time because you checked the checkbox that says only ring for 10 seconds
right.
And then go to voicemail.
Right. So here it is.
I think it's Shinola. Sorry, we missed your call, guys. We were actually...
Let's start that over.
I think it's Shinola. Sorry, we missed your call, guys. We were actually just wrapping up recording our show.
This is Kelly.
And I'm Jason.
From the Nobodies. Kelly with an I, not Kali.
I don't know. I think Kali's pretty appropriate for you.
I like that name.
So, yeah, I think it's...
They have
Shinola,
no master's degrees.
A header.
When falling off of a high-wheeled bicycle in the 1800s. You think it's shit?
I think it's shit. I think there's a different name for it.
For what?
Because those are like...
Picking your head or like falling... Anyway,
yeah,
we're back. We're going to fill up the voicemail of babbling.
I know.
But anyway, thanks for calling, guys. That was awesome.
Yeah, I think those are like giant tricycles.
No, the header is the fall, not the bike. Taking the header.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
All right.
Peace out, guys.
Yeah, peace out.
So they were answering one of our shit or Shinola questions.
Right. And I do not have the documentation in front of me, but I believe, and I can get it for part two to confirm, but I believe that header, the question was, did header originate from those really tall bicycles, you know, with the big wheel in front and the small wheel, from people falling off and hitting their heads?
I thought it was a girl's name.
What?
Header.
Header?
Like Heather Locklear?
Oh, Heather. I don't have the documentation in front of me.
Did we ever call her Kali? Or do we have a weird accent or something?
I don't know.
Kelly. Did I ever say Kali or Kali?
Kali? I don't know. I can't remember that.
Did you guys get any government support for this show?
I can't remember the answer to the question. Although
we
I know that it is
I hear there's
total
rumors on the internet.
Yeah.
It's total shit. Heather was not coined from people falling off of tall bicycles.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to the next call.
There you
shall
have
we?
It.
All right. Thank
of course.
You.
Hey, John and Scott. This is Pat checking in from Connecticut. Just a thought. After all the discussion of the word whore, how about you guys make a special segment, Ask the Whore? Maybe we can ask her when it's a good time to ask for a girl's pet anus. What do you think, guys? Just a thought. Have a good one.
He scratched himself up.
Yeah.
I like it. Ask the whore.
Ask the whore. When a good time would be to ask a girl for tet anus.
That would be the inaugural question.
Excuse me. Are you into
tet anus?
That's
now,
what they
John,
say, right?
Well, one of the things we're planning with the time machine is to go back and see who the word for the word whore is banging celebrity wise. So right. What we're going to do is set the time machine to go back to the Toronto Film Festival and
festival.
Yeah, we're going to be there the entire week. So we're still having technical difficulties on how to jump from day to day.
Yeah, so tough.
Maybe we can get that together by next week and figure out who the word whore is banging.
And we don't want to mess with the grandfather paradox while we're there.
Right.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
All right. Well, I think we got to take it on to part two.
All right. Now, before we get to part two, I don't have anything other than Rick. Have you been meandering and thinking about a song for part two?
Let's do a holiday song.
Holiday song.
A holiday song.
A holiday song. Yeah. I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're going to have to write down the chorus because I forgot it. All right. So when we come back in part two, it'll be a Kangaroo Court live in the studio.
Would you rather do something we know?
No, we can do that. I'm familiar with it. I just need to write this shit down. That's
familiar.
All. I think that was an excellent choice. Unless you're going to be back again before the holidays. Yay or nay?
I don't know. You know, you never know.
Well, then let's get the holiday song. Let's
Jesus
get that going
Christ.
In part two.
Talk about complicating stuff.
No
Scott,
rehearsal.
You're a musician. You should be able to jump right in.
No rehearsal.
If he wants to play Bach, you can play Bach.
Okay.
So we'll be Bach.
We'll be Bach. Fugue.
In the next segment. Right?
With a holiday song live.
Yeah, stick around.
In the studio.
Right.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.